It was a warm, pleasant Kansas City evening, the sun dropping below the skyline as Skid walked home from work. A drink in a friendly, quiet place to unwind, she thought, would be nice. Slap Happy's dance club was not that place. It was crowded, loud, and for whatever reason, Skid liked it. Sitting at the bar, she ordered a vodka tonic, smiling at the people on the dance floor. People she had no interest in talking to. That was a headache she could do without. Not that anyone would bother her tonight. She hadn't washed her hair in 2 days, and she was sporting a sweat-stained t-shirt. Then some moron sat next to her.
"Hey,"
he said, startling Skid. That barstool had been empty a second ago. The guy was about 40 and dressed in Dockers. A whiff of ozone hung in the air around him. I hope that's not his cologne. Skid nodded.
"Hey."
He looked nice enough, but lots of people looked nice. Her father, Randall, wouldn't approve of him, but Randall didn't approve of anyone.
"I'm Dave,"
Dockers guy said.
"Let me buy you a drink."
Skid froze. "Let me buy you a drink" wouldn't fly tonight. No, sir. Her plans were drink, relax, go home. Do not repeat. I shouldn't have come in here. "I'm Skid and thanks, but no The bartender set a Bud Light in front of her. "Thanks."
"You're welcome,"
Dave said through the neck of his bottle, and Skid knew this conversation wasn't going to end well. A frown pulled on the corners of her mouth as she turned away from Dave and looked across the dance floor. A big, hairy guy in red flannel stood next to the bathrooms. He could have stepped off the side of a brawny paper towel package. Yikes.
"Is Skid your Christian name?"
Dave asked, laughing.
"The Book of Marks, right?"
"Don't do it. Don't talk to him." Her last relationship ended 2 months ago when a 32-year-old fool who acted like a teenager thought dating a 19-year-old behind Skid's back was a good idea. Spoiler alert, it wasn't. She'd successfully avoided men in her life since that one. Guy, jerk, loser, and planned to keep it that way. She wanted a quiet life of watering plants, reading, and sitting in coffee shops ignoring everyone, especially those pretentious types who thought they were poets. She also wanted to find a couple of women who liked to binge-watch online baking shows and didn't make her want to jump out a window. Of course, that would mean getting close to someone. Now there was this guy. She turned to him. Dave, who drank Bud Light, grinned at her like he'd just won $20 on a scratcher's ticket. Skid never bought scratcher's tickets. "I had a wreck when I was a kid," she said, pausing for a drink. "Russian dancing bear, clown car, motorcycle, and tire skids, the usual. Now if you..."
"Your last name's Rowe, isn't it?"
Bud Light Dave said. "Maybe." Skid cut him a side look, then elaborately looked around the bar for someone, anyone else to talk to besides Bud Light Dave. There were no good prospects, so she decided to finish her drink, leave, and pick up Thai food on the way home. Stopping at Slap Happy's dance club was looking like a bad idea. Her eyes briefly met those of Brawny Man, who quickly turned away. The giant stood scanning the room with his back to the wall. She sucked the last bit of vodka tonic from her highball glass, slurping around the ice. The bartender set down his lemon-cutting knife, absolutely the wrong knife for the job, Skid noted, and motioned to her empty glass. She shook her head.
"I'm a doctor,"
Bud Light Dave suddenly said, which seemed as likely as him being Mr. Spock from Star Trek. She squinted at him. "Sorry, I don't have any pain, unless I count you." Bud Light Dave took a long suck off his bottle.
"I'm not that kind of doctor. I'm a theoretical physicist. I spend most of my day postulating space-time."
Maybe, she considered, he actually thought he was Spock. She'd dated worse.